Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Boys of Winter podcast. We have a lot to talk about today, but as always, I am Owen Krebs.
And I'm Levi Hutchison.
RFAs, they're still out there. But Braden Point, he signed.
He was my guy that I had some bold predictions for this year. Remember I said, like, he'll score 50 goals?
You said that?
Yeah, I think I put him under my 50-goal prediction at the beginning.
Really?
Yes, I'll go back and check.
But Braden Point signed a six-ish deal, six point seven, 3-year bridge deal.
Mm-hmm.
So left really is Julius Honkem and Samu Mäkäläinen, and no one cares about them. But left really is the Winnipeg guys, which we'll talk about in a sec. Matthew Tkachuk, Mikko Rantanen. I think Rantanen's next.
Yes, or Tkachuk. I think Laine and Connor will go into the season.
Yeah, which we'll talk about in a second. But some quick news and notes from around the Penguins. It is preseason week, so nothing is happening. But also a bunch is happening. I don't know. It seems like every year we're always like so excited for preseason, and we're like, yes, these guys are going to be so good. I remember last year, Jussi Ritola scored a goal, and everyone was like, he's the next Chris Letang.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I tend to not get as hyped up for preseason as I did in past years. But still, preseason is happening. And some Penguins that have impressed have been Alex Galchenyuk,
yep.
Who played with Malkin in, I forget what game it was. But
the game against the first one against Columbus.
Yeah, and he scored a goal on the power play.
Super good snipe.
Do you think he'll be on the power play this year?
Yes.
First unit.
It'll be tough. I want Gensel.
Him and Gensel are going to fight
yeah.
for it.
Yeah, well, Gensel will be on it no matter what. It's either going to be, do the Penguins go with two defensemen, or do they go with, like, Letang and Galchenyuk?
Are you saying that Hornqvist isn't going to be on the top unit anymore? I think Hornqvist is a perfect top unit
guy. Say it's either Hornqvist or Galchenyuk.
He's not a top line guy anymore, Hornqvist is. He's a top unit. I say mm-hmm. Hornqvist stays there. He's perfect in front of the net. I think it's Hornqvist, mm-hmm. Crosby, either Galchenyuk or Gensel, Malkin Letang.
Yeah, that's good.
But we still have Wolf. No matter what, we'll have a good second unit because Schultz will be back, and then whoever doesn't make the first unit with Galchenyuk, Gensel.
Yeah, if Galchenyuk doesn't make the first unit, he'll be the center. Gensel could also be a center as well.
Well, Bukestad will be there, possibly.
Yeah,
McCann. We never know. Another Penguin that impressed, Jussi Ritola. We just mentioned him, but, man, I really wish he was in the lineup. It's not going to happen, though.
It will not happen until
Jack Johnson and Eric Gabranson are your bottom pair.
We'll see some injuries first.
They're making $7 million. When is Johnson getting traded?
I don't think it'll happen.
You don't?
I just who would take him?
When is Rust getting traded?
That would probably be a little – that's sooner than later. Because what's rough is either Rust will be on, like, the second line – or first line, or he'll be on the fourth, you know, or the third. It's all just...
As of right now, remember when a couple weeks ago we were talking about Brandon Tanev, and we were doing projected lineups for the Penguins, and we both had him on the fourth line, and we're like, who's he going to go over? He's not going over Hornqvist. He's not going over Russ. Galchenyuk, Cahoon, Gensel.
Sounds like Tanev got some time on the second line.
Tanev is currently on the second line with Malkin and Galchenyuk. Cahoon up with Crosby, McCann down with Bukestad and Hornqvist. So mm-hmm. Russ is now on the fourth line with, I believe, Simone and Aston Reese. Bluger as a scratch. You can't have that.
Yeah.
It's cool depth, but Russ is a great player. He's the Swiss Army knife for the Penguins. He had a rough couple of stretches last year.
Yeah, it took him forever to start scoring.
He is not a fourth line player, especially at $3.5 million.
Yeah,
$1 million.
It took him a while last year, but when he did get started,
he crushed it. Chicago,
yeah, that's what started it, and then he like had like a giant goal scoring streak.
But I don't think you can't put Russ on the fourth line. You can't. Bluger, I mean, he's not the best player in the world, but I think keeping him out of the lineup, he's already 25 years old. Keeping him out of the lineup and calling him like a young prospect, which is what many people think of him, mm-hmm. he's not. He's 25. He needs to be in the league now. He's capable of being in the league. He should be our fourth line center, and I think like Rust is taking up that roster spot right now. So,
yeah.
The ideal situation is Rust is the sweetener for a Johnson and Rust package deal, kind of like the Connor Sheary Matt Hunwick deal that went to Buffalo a couple years ago. But I don't think it's gonna happen.
The only problem is you have to find somebody that's willing to take in like that's about $6 million in cap.
That's yeah.
And you're not getting it's not like you're getting a player that's worth $6 million in return, and maybe Ottawa would take him.
You're getting one player that's barely worth $3 million. No offense to Brian Rust, but
yeah.
I don't.
It's tough. Know. It's tough to say he's about worth that much. And then Johnson, it's bad. I mean, I like Jack. I like him as a person. He's a very nice guy. I want him to succeed. It's just that he's not that great. I'm not going to say
we'll get into Jack Johnson midseason when he actually does something bad. He scored an own goal against Detroit the other day. Everyone's up in arms about him right now. We'll give him a break.
My only issue is I just don't like that people blame, like, he's the reason the Penguins got swept last year in the playoffs. So that's not a healthy way of, you know, analyzing a team, is blaming it on one person. Yeah. It's kind of like Jake Gardner with the Maple Leafs. Yeah. They blamed their game 7 losses on him. It's just, you can't just scapegoat one player. It's more than one thing. And that's why I'm not too optimistic about the Penguins this season, because they really didn't change much.
They didn't.
They added Tanev.
Defensively.
Okay, they added Galchenyuk. That was big. But, yeah, the defense is the exact same.
It is the exact – like, literally the exact same.
Yeah. So that's why when we get into my playoff bracket, when we talk about our brackets later on in the episode, mine's a bit different than what I talked about last week.
Okay. Cuts, they just happened. And speaking of, like, the only defensive add this year – Pierre Oliver Joseph, he went down in the minors, but John Marino, I don't know if you saw this.
Yeah, that was that trade that we talked about.
Yeah, we breezed over it because we thought he was just going to be a Wilkes-Barre product. He's currently on the NHL roster. The Penguins cut their team to 27 players, like their training camp roster. Notable names that are left: Adam Johnson's still there. Yusa Rikola made it. Ruedel, Zach Trotman made it, and then the biggest surprise, the only person that does not have an NHL game of experience is John Marino. So he's not going to push Johnson or Gabrant. He may be better than him, but he's not going to push them out of the lineup.
And I'd rather have Rikola or Ruedel or even Trotman in the lineup over Marino. I mean, I haven't seen enough of Marino. But the Penguins roster right now is basically just banking on that they're going to have injuries.
Yeah.
Because they have some good depth.
We have some good depth.
It's not like you're putting in some, you know, no name whenever there's an injury.
And
like,
we also have some good prospects now. Well, not best in the league by any standard. We don't have Jack Hughes or anything, but Nathan Legare, who we said his name completely wrong.
Legare.
I said it wrong again. And Sam Poulin. They both signed their ELCs. They just got sent to juniors with the cuts, but they have impressed this preseason. Mm-hmm. I am very happy, first of all, that we just draft them in the first place. Like, the Penguins need prospects.
Yeah, and it's nice that we signed them now, because in previous years, our first, like, well, we don't really draft in the first round, but our, like, second round draft picks, we usually let them wait a few years before
Casper,
we sign their.
Yeah, Casper Bjornqvist just got signed. He was a 2016 pick.
Yeah, Poulin and Legare, I mean, they're going to juniors back to Rimouski, or Poulin plays for Rimouski. I don't know.
They both play in the QMJHL.
Okay, they both play there, so I'm sure Legare also plays for Rimouski as well. But this, even though they signed 3-year entry level deals, that doesn't count when they're in the juniors.
Yeah.
So, like, next year if they come up and play, they still have 3 years left on their deal.
Okay. Yeah.
So just to clarify,
that's,
I don't know,
key.
Just in case anyone didn't know,
I wrote an article about it for Pittsburgh Sports Castle. Check that out, about Poulin and Legare. But yeah, I'm certainly excited for what they're gonna do with the Penguins soon. And then a quick clarification: Sidney Crosby missed one practice and everyone was up in arms thinking he was hurt. Penguins have came out and said he's not hurt. Everyone calm down. Is he gonna play tomorrow? Do you know?
Now that the roster's cut so short, I wouldn't be surprised if Sid does end up playing.
Yeah.
Tomorrow will probably be where we start to see what the opening night roster will look like.
That'd be nice.
Catch Owen and I at the game tomorrow.
Yes, it will be nice.
We're gonna do meetups.
Yeah, I'll be on the call.
Yeah, just tweet at either of us, and if you want to meet up.
Yeah,
we're gonna do a live show straight from the arena.
Yeah,
no, we're not actually doing that.
Going back in time here, this podcast didn't exist during the summer at all, but so we had a lot of stuff that we didn't cover. But the 2019 playoffs is something I want to talk about, because it was one of the craziest playoffs I have ever seen in my entire life of 10 plus years of watching hockey. What is going on with the officiating?
That was bad. Especially the one that comes to mind is the San Jose, the goal where it was a hand pass and Erik Karlsson.
See,
put
you
it
say
in
the one that comes in mind. I had two other that came into
was
mind.
Was the Vegas
that
the Vegas
that.
5-minute penalty?
The Vegas one, the Landeskog offside. Mm-hmm. I could just there were so many this year. The Ovechkin hit on Svechnikov,
yeah, and they got in that fight.
What else? There was the.
Yeah, just for me, the San Jose, St. Louis overtime one where the hand pass to Karlsson, because that was in the Western Conference Finals.
Did you see the the rule changes.
Yes.
That's now reviewable. Hand passes are now reviewable. Which and they literally showed that clip, and I was like, oof.
Are five-minute majors, are they reviewable now? Is that a change?
Everything is reviewable. A five-minute major is reviewable not just by the coaches. Everything will be reviewed by the
ref. Even two-minute minors?
Five minutes and more.
Oh, and okay. And also, I think they also will review. I saw that if it's a high stick, they'll review if there was blood.
Yeah, like because that was a big problem last year. There was they showed a clip of, I think it was some guy in Minnesota hit his own player, and the other team got called for it.
Yeah, they're going to review to see if it's should be a two-minute or a four-minute minor. And also, you can kind of see if a player like bites the inside of their lip to cause blood.
I've always thought about that. I'm like, bite your inside of your lip to make yourself bleed, so it's 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Anyways, what an upset type of year. Calgary out in the West in five games. Tampa Bay out in four games with a sweep. Pittsburgh out in four games.
It's funny that I feel like when Tampa lost game one, everyone thought, okay, maybe there's a chance. It's kind of like if anyone's ever seen Pittsburgh as home. Like, whenever the Penguins were playing the Islanders in 1993, the Penguins were such heavy favorites. And then the Islanders won game one, and they're like, why not? We can do this. And then kind of the same thing with Columbus. They won game one, and they're like, okay, maybe we can do this.
Why not? And they won game one in dramatic fashion. They had a comeback game, and they just kept rolling from there.
And I would say them winning the series against Tampa saved Tortorella's job. And the GM. Did the GM get fired?
Kekalainen?
Yeah.
No, he's been
he stayed. And it's because they beat Tampa. If they would have got swept in the first round, they would have probably gotten fired for their moves.
Maybe, yeah.
I mean, they traded everything.
What has Columbus done in their franchise history, though? That was their first franchise. Like, they just went all in.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if they would have lost in the first round, they probably would have.
I don't know. They weren't Stanley Cup favorites going in either.
But they traded everything away. They have no picks.
I don't think that's gonna. I don't think that would have happened immediately. I think that will happen soon. Like I said in a previous episode, I think Tortorella gets fired, if not this year, next year.
Yeah, Columbus will probably be a bottom feeder.
Yeah, the only team in the Metro that I can say you are definitely not making.
And playoffs. Philly, no.
You never know.
No, I do know. I mean, it's funny. Philly has a decent team. They should do better than they actually are.
Yeah.
Last year, if Carter Hart probably plays the entire season, they probably push harder for a wild card spot.
Voracek's overpaid. Do you know that Voracek's like top three, five most paid wingers in the entire league?
It's crazy.
It's ridiculous. Like,
I hate Philly so much. I just don't. I'll get riled up.
We'll talk about them.
Hate them way more than the Capitals. Bold call, but I hate them way more than the Capitals.
Yeah, but the St. Louis Blues, as we're talking about the playoffs here, the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions. What was your initial reaction when?
Well, it's funny. I predicted in all my years watching hockey, which started in 2013, the team I predicted to win the cup always happened. Like, I predicted Washington to beat Vegas. Yeah. I predicted the Penguins, obviously, to beat both teams, the Predators and Sharks. 2015. I think I wanted the Lightning to beat the Blackhawks, but I predicted Chicago. I don't even know if I made a prediction.
You predicted them what? When? Before the final or before the entire bracket?
No. This is before the final. I didn't predict these teams right before. No. I predicted – this is my predictions before the Stanley Cup Finals.
I thought Boston was going to win just because, I don't know, I've always had – the last time a team that I wanted to win that wasn't the Penguins, obviously, but I was just like, come on, Chicago, don't win again. Let Tampa win. The last time that happened was 2014 with the Kings. So, because I don't like Chicago, I always love the Penguins.
Yeah,
I don't like the Blackhawks.
I predicted Boston,
Washington,
and that was like so. 2015, I predicted Chicago. 2014, I loved the Kings, so I picked them, and then 2013, I wanted the Blackhawks to win just because I was so salty against the Boston Bruins, and so this year. It was the first time I was ever wrong in my predictions.
Oh, really?
Like, when it came to right before the finals of me predicting a team, I thought Boston had it. I thought they were going to win it in five or six.
Really?
And then even in Game 7, I did want St. Louis to win, only for the fact that, like, I just wanted it to go to overtime. I didn't care who won.
Yeah,
I just wanted it to go to
just be fun.
Game 7 overtime for the Stanley Cup is probably especially the most exciting things you can
especially
imagine.
Especially when it's not your team. I mean, you kind of want it to be your team, but also when it's not your team, you can just sit back and not relax, but, like, still.
Oh, my God. The Penguins, like, Eastern Conference Finals, Penguins
Senators. Eastern Conference Final 2017, I almost had seven heart attacks in that game. I swear. It's, like, one of the only hockey moments where I remember watching the entire game, and I don't know. It was just terrible. But also one of the greatest, like, Penguin moments of my life. Nashville out, Winnipeg out. We'll talk to them.
That was an awesome series between Nashville and Dallas. Not the series itself, but that game six when Dallas won it in overtime.
Yeah, that was a nice game.
That was awesome.
Vegas out in the first round due to terrible officiating and kind of themselves and Fleury, whatever. Carolina goes. Carolina.
Oh, are we going to talk more about the Vegas series? Because that was I love that.
No. Carolina goes to the Eastern Conference final because, of course, they do. And, yeah, the St. Louis Blues win the Stanley Cup over the Boston Bruins.
Can we talk about the Vegas series real fast?
No.
Please, just 2 seconds.
Fine.
I'm not even going to like be annoying about
fine,
it.
Fine, go off.
Game six, I was working at my job, and there's a TV, and I just remember watching and seeing Fleury give up that horrible goal. And I thought it was hilarious. Okay, I'm sorry. But then Game 7, I was watching it, and I
that
saw
was, that was also awesome, though. Who was it? Timo Meier that literally said, we will win, and then he scored 2 goals, including the overtime winner.
Yeah, but I remember seeing it was 3-0 and turning off my TV to work on something else. And then I saw on Twitter that the Sharks made it 3-1, and then I saw they made it 3-2, and then I was like, all right, I'm going to turn on this game. And I saw they were still on a power play, and I saw them tie it, and I saw them take the lead. And then, of course, Vegas tied it with, like, a minute left in Game 7. I remember seeing that being like, of course, it's Vegas. You know, they have to freaking have every amazing storyline. They tie it up.
I went down to the CAF to get food at Yorktown. When they – what was it? A 3- or 4-goal lead or a 3-goal lead? It was 4-0 in Game 6. It was something like that. I went down, and then I came up and turned it back on, and it was tied. I was just – I don't know. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, that when Vegas tied the game in late in Game 7, I was like, okay, they're going to win this game anyway. And then LeBanc in overtime.
I love Vegas, and like, but they're not the Penguins, where when this happens, I can kind of like be like, holy, oh, God, that's terrible. Like, I can kind of make fun of
Vegas. If that would have happened to me, if I, like, I was a Penguins fan, or if I was a Vegas Golden Knights, like diehard, like they were my team, and that happened to me, oh, my God.
You'd make jokes about it? And just,
no, I would not make jokes about it. I'd be depressed. That would have crushed me.
Pretty bad. So moving on to what I've been hinting towards a couple episodes in advance. I said I compared the Penguins to the Blackhawks the one episode. I said that they could possibly miss the playoffs the one episode. I wrote a whole article about this for Pittsburgh Sports Castle. Here it is. You can quote me on this. If the Penguins miss this year's playoffs, I will not be mad at all. I kind of will be a little bit happy.
Okay, that's where you lose me. I'm not going to be happy if the Penguins miss the playoffs.
Well, I'll be, like, satisfied. I'm not going to be like, yes, they lost.
I wouldn't be satisfied. I would if that happened. I'm predicting the Penguins to make the playoffs. But, like, if they miss, I'm not going to be all up in arms. I'll be like, okay, whatever. It's a really competitive, you know, Eastern Conference.
Here's what my, like, initial reaction would be. I'd be like, okay, that's fine. Like, I'm not expecting another Stanley Cup championship this year. And I don't think you are either. Like, do you really think this team can win the Stanley Cup?
The Penguins?
The Penguins.
No. When are we talking about our brackets? Because then I can go off. But, no, I don't have them making the – I don't have them winning the Stanley Cup.
So, here's what I've been thinking, and just – I don't know. I wrote this at, like, 2 a.m. one night because I just couldn't stop thinking about this. In no way do I want this team to lose. I love the Penguins. If they win the Stanley Cup this year, I'm not going to not be happy. That'd be, like, the greatest thing ever.
Oh, yeah. I'd love it.
But the Penguins, they're aging. Sidney Crosby, Chris Letang, and Evgeny Malkin is this core. And they – I have – fully believe that they can win another Stanley Cup with this core. Absolutely. But I don't know if they can win it with this team that they have it around right now.
They've got to make a big move.
They have to make a big move, and I don't think that – I mean, yeah, the Phil Kessel trade, but I don't know. The defense is, like you said, the exact same, and not just, like, didn't change at all. It's literally the exact pairings we had. Ole Mata's gone, but whatever.
Yeah, but Mata was a scratch,
yeah. And I'm also not saying the Penguins should try and miss the playoffs. Like, obviously, that'd be a bad thing. All right, so here.
Especially since I think the only way of getting rid of Jack Johnson is probably throwing a first-round pick out, which sucks. But so that I really don't want them to miss the playoffs then. If we trade Johnson and a first-round pick, we better not be having a lottery draft pick.
Yeah.
Because imagine if we give up a first-round pick to a team and then, like, to, for example, Ottawa, and then the Penguins win the draft lottery.
Yeah, Lafreniere.
That'd be so bad. Crazy.
Okay, so the Penguins window was closing, like I said. We have about 6 years. Crosby's contract ends in 6 years. Not saying he's retiring up and then, but I say
I could see him retiring.
Possibly.
I say it depends on what records he's close to. If Sid is – there's the one record Crosby has a really good chance of beating.
It also depends on what the team is doing. If he's, like, has a Thornton situation where the team is still very good around him and there's a chance to go for another cup, I don't know.
Yeah, well, like, the only record that Sid really has a good chance of beating is the most points with one team.
Yeah.
And he could – and Lemieux has that. I think it's Lemieux.
It's either Lemieux or Yzerman. Yzerman.
So – I think Crosby could totally beat that. I think Crosby will overtake Lemieux at some point, just because Lemieux played not a lot of games at all. I think Sid already has played more games than Lemieux.
He has. He's the most.
Here, I'll look it up while you talk about something else.
But yeah, 6 years away, because of course the greatest player in Penguins history, Brandon Tanev, will expire then. This core needs to win if they want to like stay relevant, but because they're still aging. Hopefully they're never getting traded, but if we continue to lose in the first round, getting swept, or against the Capitals in dramatic fashion, there's going to be more trade talk. We saw it this offseason with Kessel and even Malkin, even though half of it was false that Malkin said he was wanted to be traded if Kessel stayed. I don't think they're going to get traded, but I say if we keep losing – the Pittsburgh media is going to go off and be like, well, Malkin's getting traded, Letang's getting traded, and there may be a little bit of truth to that. I obviously don't want it to happen. If we miss the playoffs this year, Crosby, Malkin, Letang, and the fan base, they'll all get more rest, and they'll be more hungry for the 2020-21 season. We are so lucky in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
14 years? That was before both of us became a fan. We have never seen, as fans, we have never seen the Penguins miss the playoffs. We've seen the Penguins get out in four games in the playoffs, but they still played a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy. And we are just so blessed here in Pittsburgh with talent. Jágr, Crosby, Malkin, Lemieux. Levi, are the Tampa Bay Lightning good?
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah, they're fantastic. They're
pretty good. I mean, they got swept, but they're still pretty good.
Oh,
right?
I still think I'm winning the division. And yeah, and I think they make it to the second round.
They went to the Stanley Cup Final in 2015. Right?
2015, yes, against Chicago. Yeah, against Chicago. They lost in six.
Didn't they go to the Eastern Conference Final in 2016 as well?
They did. 2016, against
the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yes, and they lost in seven.
You know what happened in 2016, 2017? They missed the playoffs.
Yeah.
People forget that.
And I still had them. I still had them the next season winning the Stanley Cup or going to the Stanley Cup Final.
Yeah.
The year they missed, I was like, all right, next year they're going to go and lose to Edmonton.
Stamkos was hurt that year, granted. I don't think Point was in the league yet. And I think they still had Ben Bishop then. But they missed the playoffs, guys. People don't remember the year before they missed the playoffs, they went to the Eastern Conference Final. The year after, they went to the Eastern Conference Final against the Capitals. And then the year after that, which was last season, they had the most points in NHL history by a team tied with the Red Wings.
Mm-hmm.
It's not normal for a team to just miss the playoffs, even if they're good. Boston Bruins, they made the playoffs in 2014, 2015, and 2015-2016. They made the finals, or they missed the playoffs in 2014-15 and 2015-16, but they made the finals in 2011, 2013, and last year.
Mm-hmm.
They're still a great team.
Yeah.
Bergeron was on all of those teams. Chara was on all those teams. Marchand was on all of those teams, and they missed the playoffs twice. Washington Capitals, they missed the playoffs in 2013-2014. They just won the Stanley Cup.
They were so bad that year. I remember watching that. The Capitals were just horrible. I know we don't like to look at plus minus, but Ovechkin's plus minus that year was like negative 30. It was so bad. The Capitals were just like the reason why I don't know. When people ask me why I hate the Flyers more than the Capitals, well, it should be common sense that they're in the same state, and it's just I love that rivalry. But here's the thing about the Capitals: they have been so irrelevant. I know they just won the Stanley Cup, and I know the Flyers aren't the most relevant team either.
Before then, yeah.
But we have always dominated the Capitals, no matter like even the last few years it's been close. But we went on a giant winning streak in the early 2010s against the Caps.
Mm-hmm.
The Flyers, no matter what the standings are, it's always a close game, and that's why I love that rivalry so much. Washington, when they're good, I mean, it's close, but I just think – I remember 2013-14 when they hired Barry Trotz.
Yeah.
I remember just they were so bad they needed a coaching change.
Yeah,
Before I forget, the thing I was going to say earlier, the record Crosby has to beat – I looked it up. Lemieux is second when it comes to point leaders. It's not Yzerman. It's Gordie Howe. Gordie Howe, 1,809 points.
Still, that's with crazy. One team. And he played for a couple teams. Well, yeah.
It looks like he just played for Detroit and then...
He played for Hartford.
He played for Hartford his last season because I think his didn't his kid play? Or is that Orr? Was it Howe?
No, it was Howe.
Yeah, that played with like his son.
Anyways, Washington missed the playoffs. Boston missed the playoffs. Tampa missed the playoffs all in the past 5-10 years.
Mm-hmm.
All of those teams have made it to the Stanley Cup final, and some of them have won. It's not crazy for the Penguins to just miss a year. Do I want the Penguins to go in a Carolina Hurricanes, don't miss the playoff, make the playoffs in 10-year span? No. I say the Penguins will make the playoffs in 2020, 2021. I just say this year would be a perfect year to just start not completely fresh and tear down the team. We're not going to rebuild. I said we're 6 years from a complete rebuild because we have Crosby. Mm-hmm. His contract that will stay on the team. But Galchenyuk, Schultz, McCann, Simone, Cahoon, Murray, they are all UFAs and RFAs this season. And Pettersson now.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money that you got to re-sign these guys. And we've said multiple times, I don't think Galchenyuk or Schultz are going to stay.
Definitely Schultz won't stay. It depends, Galchenyuk, because he's currently getting paid like 4.9.
Yeah.
Unless, if he has a decent season, he's not going to get a giant pay increase. Like, he's not going to get paid like $7 million.
Yeah.
But if he has like a good season,
5.5, right?
Yeah, he'll probably just get a minor increase. Schultz, though, I mean, he'll...
Look what Jared Spurgeon just got.
Yeah, Schultz will get paid, like, great somewhere. So that's why he'll test the UFA market. Galchenyuk is...
I think they'll both test the UFA market. But RFAs, the Penguins have so many this year, and they want to keep a bunch of them. Cahoon, he hasn't played a game, but he's still looking very good. Matt Murray, come on.
That'll happen.
Dominic Simone, probably will re-sign. And Jared McCann, who's turning into a very good player. They all need to re-sign, and we need to free up a bunch of cap space, get rid of Rust, get rid of Johnson. I feel like it'll take a while to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We should – I'm just saying this year would be a perfect year to just not – just retool. A retooling year for the Penguins would be absolutely perfect because look at the 2020 free agent class. Nicholas Backstrom, Alex Pietrangelo, Braden Holtby, Corey Crawford, Taylor Hall, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Tyson Berry, Justin Schultz, Torrey Krug. I'm just naming off names here.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, just one of them, would change the Penguins drastically. Could you imagine?
I'd love if the Penguins signed Alex Galchenyuk. He sounds like the best free agent. Yeah, I'm just kidding. But yeah, Backstrom's not going to get signed.
Will
get signed by the Caps.
Yeah, I was just reading off the top names on that list. But
Holtby, I don't know about, though.
Could you imagine Alex Pietrangelo or Tyson Berry on this team?
Tyson Berry, I would love. Pietrangelo's a little old.
Yeah.
But
still, any of these, Torrey Krug, could you imagine him on this team? That would just, I don't know if it's going to happen. We would have to get rid of Johnson. We would have to get rid of Rust. We would have to say goodbye.
Gabranson, I could see us being able to get rid of next year because he's not the worst player out there, and I'm sure one team would not mind having him for one season.
One season, or we could just buy him out if we really wanted to.
Yeah.
Because he's got a one-year deal, and it would only be 2 years of, like, league min salary. But I don't know. And then another year, you'll have prospects coming up soon. Maybe Legare and Poulin could come up next year. Addison could come up.
Never know.
That would change the team, too. You get cheap contracts on there. Connor Sherry was on his ELC. Jake Gensel was on his ELC when the Penguins won championships. And then you just go for the cup in 2020, 2021. I think this is – I'm not going to say I – have a perfect plan here, but I think why not?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be – I obviously still want the Penguins to make the playoffs and go far. But if the Penguins miss the playoffs this year, I will not be mad. And if they retool this offseason, I think it could be the best for this franchise. Crosby, Malkin, Letang are getting older. We need to figure out something. You cannot have – you cannot have Brian Rust still on this team as like a top-line scorer. Galchenyuk's not a top line scorer. Like our top, I don't know. We need a Phil Kessel type player. Not we need Phil Kessel back, but we need a sniper. Or we need our defense fixed. I don't know. What do you think of that? I guess
this is the year for the Penguins to miss the playoffs, but I don't think it'll happen.
I don't think it'll happen either. But I'm saying if it does happen. I mean, the Penguins were close to missing it last year. I don't know if you remember. It was like last game of the season where we were like, oh, what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. But we still made it, of course. 100 points. The Metro's getting better.
It is.
New Jersey.
New York Rangers.
Rangers.
Philadelphia Flyers.
Flyers.
I just think Carter Hart could really change their team.
And
I mean, he was good last season.
In the Atlantic, you have the top three, Toronto, Boston, Tampa. They're not going anywhere. But
they're the top three teams for sure.
But still, Florida will maybe make it with Bobrovsky now. So there's a wild card spot taken up. Carolina's going to be good again. New York Islanders are going to be good again. I don't know. You never know with the Penguins.
Yeah.
So I just want this to be a step back here for the Penguins. I don't think it's going to happen, though. So moving on, I know I ranted a little bit there, but our brackets, our final brackets, we've hinted at this for a couple episodes, and it's now.
How are we going to do this? Are we going to both do, like, we're going to take turns going back and forth with, like, each move, or are we just going to each go through it all in one go?
It's up to you.
Let's just go through our division leaders first. We'll talk about our regular season final standings first. Who's your top three in the Metro?
Top three in the Metro, I have Metro is won by Washington. And in second, hold on, I have to find it here. In second, I have the Penguins. Despite all of what I just said, I don't think it's going to happen. I think it should happen, though.
Mm-hmm.
The Penguins will make the playoffs, though.
And they're finishing second for you.
They're finishing second, and then third, the Islanders. They're going to have a solid – they're going to have a good enough season to get in the playoffs.
So okay.
The Penguins versus Islanders will be a matchup.
All right, I'm happy that our predictions aren't the same because last week I said Pittsburgh was going to win the division, but I came to my senses that's not going to happen. Washington will win the division. Pittsburgh will be number two, and for me, number three is Carolina.
Yeah. Carolina is my wild card team for the Metro.
Who's your top three in the Atlantic?
And then my top three in the Atlantic is we both have the same top three, but possibly in different orders. I have Tampa Bay winning the Atlantic, of course. And then I have Toronto as second in the Atlantic, so they'll get home ice versus Boston.
All right, yeah, I have the same thing.
Okay, and then for wild cards, I have my first wild card team being Carolina, so they'll go up against Washington. And then my wild card team my second wild card team will be out of the Atlantic will be Florida.
I have Florida as well. And so because we have Florida as the second wild card team, they would play Tampa in the first round. And then my wild card teams?
No, but I have Tampa playing Florida, Toronto playing Boston, Washington playing Carolina, Pittsburgh playing the Islanders.
All right, should we do our Eastern Conference playoff predictions now, or should we do the West first and then?
We'll do the East now.
Okay, so yeah, mine's Washington versus the Islanders, and then Pittsburgh versus Carolina, Tampa Bay versus Florida, and then Toronto versus Boston. I have the Capitals beating the Islanders in the first round.
Yeah.
I have the Penguins beating the Hurricanes in the first round.
Okay.
I have the Lightning beating the Panthers.
Okay.
And I have the Maple Leafs beating Boston.
Nope.
I think because they have home ice advantage, they would win that game seven if it goes to it.
All right. My picks are I have Tampa Bay versus Florida. Tampa Bay will win. Toronto versus Boston. Boston will win. Did you change that?
No, I'm not even on my bracket.
Oh.
I'm on my notes app. I'm not on the Google Doc.
Washington versus Carolina. Carolina will win. Pittsburgh versus New York Islanders. Pittsburgh will win. Carolina winning.
You have Carolina winning.
I have Carolina winning. So, therefore, it'll be Pittsburgh versus Carolina, Tampa Bay versus Boston.
Okay.
For my second round. Second round will be?
My second round is the Penguins and the Capitals and the Lightning and the Maple Leafs.
Okay.
And Penguins losing to the Capitals.
Wow.
Capitals win in the second round. They beat the Pens.
I can't take it.
And Tampa Bay versus Toronto, and Toronto wins. I have an upset. This is my everyone knows I have the Leafs winning the cup.
Yeah, we already have. I have Colorado winning the cup. He has Toronto winning the cup.
I changed my Stanley Cup final, but we'll get to that. I have Toronto still winning it, but I have a different team in the West, but we'll get to that. So spoiler alert, my Eastern Conference finals between Toronto and Washington, Toronto wins.
Okay.
They go to the Stanley Cup final.
Out of the East for Levi is Toronto.
Toronto. Then the Caps lose in the Eastern Conference
final. So my Eastern Conference finals, or my semifinals is Pittsburgh versus Carolina and Tampa Bay versus Boston. I have Tampa Bay beating Boston, and I have the Carolina Hurricanes beating the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Okay, and then who wins, Carolina or Tampa?
Tampa Bay versus Carolina. The Carolina Hurricanes are going to upset the Tampa Bay Lightning and go on to the Stanley Cup final because, of course, they are. this franchise has a phenomenal playoff record or playoff success rate. They're going to the final.
Okay. And then let's talk about the West now.
All right, so the West.
Your Pacific Division.
My Pacific Division first place team, the Vegas Golden Knights. I still think they have just a phenomenal roster. In second place for Pacific, San Jose, and in third, Calgary.
So, our orders are different, for sure. I actually originally had Vegas as finishing third, but that was stupid of me. Number one is San Jose for me, number two is Vegas, and number three is Calgary. Okay. And my Central Division, I have first in the Central, Nashville, second, St. Louis, third, Colorado. And then my wild card teams are Dallas as the first seed, Chicago as the second.
Okay. Wait, so who do you have missing? You have Winnipeg missing.
Well, I had Winnipeg missing last week, but now that the fact that Buffalo might not even be playing.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next week.
They have a rough team.
Stuff has to happen with that. I don't know.
Yeah. Winnipeg won't make the playoffs.
Yeah. Clock's ticking.
And then what's your Central Division and wild
cards? Central Division, first team. I wrote this before all the Winnipeg stuff come out. I still have hope that they're gonna possibly get things
their
together.
Their defense is just trash. They have Josh Morrissey, but then Dmitry Kulikov.
Three of their six.
They're all gone.
Yeah, everyone's gone.
If without Bufflin, their defense is just...
And Truba, yeah.
Yeah, it's bad. So their offense is still good.
Yeah.
But without Laine and Connor, oh my God, that would just... It's
I
not
have
really good.
Central Division, Nashville will win. I think that's a solid pick. Yeah. Second, as of this, I have Winnipeg as second, and in third, I have Colorado. I probably will change that. So, yeah, I have Winnipeg versus Colorado, San Jose versus Calgary, Vegas versus St. Louis is my first wild card team, and Dallas versus Washington. Nashville as Dallas being my second wild card team.
It's so tough. The Central Division is so good.
Yeah.
That's why it was hard. But I think Chicago is going to have a really good season.
So your matchups are?
My matchups in the West, San Jose versus Dallas. San Jose wins.
Okay.
Vegas Golden Knights versus Calgary Flames. The Golden Knights win. I originally did not have that, but I do now. Then I have Nashville versus Chicago. Nashville winning.
Okay.
St. Louis versus Colorado. Colorado winning. Okay. It's like an upset.
Yeah, the defending Stanley Cup champions. I don't see them.
It's not unheard of to see the Stanley Cup champions in the previous year lose in the first round.
Yeah.
It happens a lot. It didn't happen. Well, it happened this year with Washington.
Yeah.
Penguins, we'll ignore that because that didn't happen. Chicago in 2016, I think they lost to Nashville in the first round the defending Cup champions. So it happens.
I have Nashville versus Dallas. I have Nashville winning. I have Winnipeg versus Colorado. I have Colorado winning. I have Vegas versus St. Louis. I have the defending Stanley Cup champions losing and Vegas winning. Yeah. I have San Jose versus Calgary. I have San Jose winning. So I now have Vegas versus San Jose. Ooh, rematch. And Colorado versus Nashville. So your second round is?
My second round is San Jose versus Vegas, rematch of last year.
Okay.
And then Nashville versus Colorado. And for me, San Jose beats Vegas. And then Colorado beats the Nashville Predators in a nice upset to send them to the Western Conference Finals.
Okay. So you have Colorado versus Vegas. Who wins that series?
Colorado versus San Jose. I would never pick Vegas to make it. For me, I have the San Jose Sharks beating the Colorado Avalanche, which is a change because originally I had the Avalanche making it. I still think the Avs need one more year to truly blossom. But like next year, I will probably predict the Avalanche to win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Just not this year. I think it's important that they make it this far. You know, if they lose that, it might actually help them a little bit.
Yeah.
So my Stanley Cup final is Toronto versus San Jose.
All right.
And you know who I have winning.
Yeah.
The Maple Leafs. The Maple Leafs are the 2020 Stanley Cup champions.
Patrick,
you heard it here
Patrick
first.
Patrick Marleau is coming back during that series and scoring Game 7 overtime goal against his former team.
Yeah. Marleau can't do anything now.
I have Vegas versus San Jose. Vegas winning and going to the Western Conference Final. We had the same matchup, but you went with San Jose. I have Colorado versus Nashville. Did you have that same matchup as well?
Wait, you said Vegas won?
Yeah, I have Vegas going.
So what's your Western Conference Final?
I have Colorado versus Nashville and then Colorado winning.
So it's Vegas
Western
versus
Conference
Colorado.
Final is Vegas Golden Knights versus the Colorado Avalanche. Nathan MacKinnon is going to carry this team and get them to the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, Nathan MacKinnon shoots it from center ice and Fleury lets it in Game 7 overtime.
Hilarious. And the Colorado Avalanche will win the Stanley Cup over the Carolina Hurricanes. Two wild card teams with a bunch of cap space. They're going to add big over the trade deadline, especially the Avalanche. They're going to sign Rantanen in for cheap. Well, not cheap, but he's going to get a nice deal, $8 million roughly. This team's going to have a bunch of cap space. It's going to have the best contract in the league with McKinnon, and they're going to win the Stanley Cup. Grubauer's going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still think they need that goaltender. I mean, imagine if Holtby doesn't sign with Washington and the Avalanche sign Holtby next season.
Imagine if they go after Jonathan Quick at the deadline.
Yeah, hey. I mean, I have so many prospects. They could just throw a prospect in a first-round pick and then probably a second. You'd have to give up a lot to get Quick, but.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's our brackets.
So, Toronto, Stanley Cup, I have the Colorado. You have Toronto. Who's your Conn Smythe pick?
For Toronto, probably like Matthews or Marner.
I have McKinnon. He's just the heart and soul of this team.
Yeah, I can see Marner.
It's going to be the similarities to the 2009 Penguins. The young McKinnon wins his first cup. Your President's Trophy winner?
Tampa Bay Lightning.
Me as well. Your Hart Trophy winner?
That one's really tough. Probably McDavid.
Yeah. I have McDavid as a nominee, McKinnon as a nominee.
And then who else?
Sidney Crosby will win the Hart Trophy. Why not? These are just fun predictions.
Yeah.
I would love it. Come on. Give us something this year.
Is next week our Sid McDavid
debate?
Is that next week?
It'll be 1 week. I don't know.
I feel like next week we're not going to have a lot of things to talk about, so I think that might be a good time.
Possibly. Your Calder Trophy winner.
It's so hard, but I'm going to probably say Jack Hughes.
Yeah.
I like Kaapo Kakko, but I think Hughes is going to have a better – I like him a little more than Kaapo.
So you have Hughes and Kakko as nominees. Who's your other nominee, possibly? I don't know if you know.
I mean, I don't know which rookies are playing. I don't think Kirby Dach is playing. It could be Bowen Byram. He'll probably be that third.
You ready for my nominees?
Yeah.
Hughes, Quinn Hughes.
Okay.
And my winner – out of the blue, like I said, this is just fun predictions. Ryan Poehling.
Okay.
He is a stud for Montreal.
So you said Quinn Hughes over Jack Hughes, or is it both of them?
Both of them are nominated.
Okay. Quinn Hughes, Jack Hughes. And Kaapo Kakko's not in that?
Kaapo Kakko's not in it. Why not? I don't know.
All right. It's fine.
Ryan Poehling. I think I watched him at the World Juniors. He is so good. And Montreal needs goal scoring, and they're going to get it with Ryan Poehling. Dude, he's going to be on like the first line with Domi, and he's going to
Cole Caulfield. He's not playing yet, but man, he's going
to be. Man, yeah, he could. I think he went back to college or whatever.
Yeah, he's not going to play for a few years, but.
Vezina, who's your pick?
I can't remember. I mean, I'd love for it to be Matt Murray, but honestly, it'll probably be Vasilevsky.
I have Matt Murray as a nominee. I don't have Vasilevsky in here. I don't know. I have Ben Bishop as a nominee. I think he's one of the best goalies in the league. He's underrated, though.
Yeah, he's very underrated, but I'm saying if Tampa Bay is the the President's Trophy winners, they're probably got there with a really good
goaltender. I have another Atlantic Division goalie. I have Sergei Bobrovsky winning the Vezina.
Florida, his first year.
I think they'll get it. I think they'll easily make the playoffs. I mean, they'll make it as a wild card.
Granted. It'll be a battle. I don't think it'll be a cakewalk, but.
I don't know. But, yeah, Bobrovsky, why not? Norris Trophy. Chris Letang, why not?
You know, I'll go Letang this year.
Chris Letang, why not? Please just give him one.
He's got Brian Dumoulin by his side. Yeah. So, I think
he's going to carry this awful defense. Other nominees for me, Roman Josi, Victor Hedman, possibly. Art Ross, points. 3-2-1. McDavid?
McDavid. I didn't even know what we were doing right now. I scrolled all the way down to that table thing that you made.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Connor McDavid. I want to. It's probably gonna be Ovechkin, but you know,
Line A.
Oh, it won't be Line A. Braden Point.
Okay, Ovechkin has to be Ovechkin.
I would love for it to be someone different, but honestly, it could probably be Braden Point. If it's not gonna be Ovechkin, it'll be Braden Point or Draisaitl. But Braden Point, I want to see him win it.
So as we have a little bit of time right here, speaking of Line A, what's going on with the Winnipeg Jets?
Oh, they're screwed. They're so bad. I mean, if they don't have Byfuglien. Their defense is absolutely trash. Their best guy is Josh Morrissey. And right now they don't have Line A or Connor. If they don't have Byfuglien, then they're going to be able to re-sign. They're going to be able to re-sign Line A and Connor if Byfuglien ends up retiring. So they'll put him on long-term IR.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be beneficial.
They have $23 million in cap hit right now. They're not even at the cap floor. They have 41 out of 50 contracts right now with 19 players on their current roster. That's not a lot. Their highest contract is Blake Wheeler at 8.25. Their highest defenseman right now is is Dmitry Kulikov, because Morrissey doesn't kick until next year.
Yeah, Kulikov is...
They have Hellebuck, who's a good goaltender.
They got to trade Matthew Perreault. If Bufflin ends up not retiring and he comes back, Perreault would be a good guy to move, and that'll give you enough cap space to sign
31 years old, making roughly a little bit over $4 million for a couple, two more years till it'll be a UFA. He has a no-movement clause, though. It's a modified no-trade clause, though. But you have Scheifele, Ehlers, Little, who many people kind of went out to.
And then Roslovic.
That's it. They have, well, for big contracts, I'm talking about right now.
Contracts.
But they have Roslovic on the...
Adam Lowry.
As an ELC, Adam Lowry, Andrew Kopp, and then Patrick Laine and Kyle Connor, both RFAs. So if you were the general manager of the Winnipeg Jets, what would you do right now?
Try to trade one of those those contracts that are in like the $4 millions. This is banking on that Bufflin doesn't come back, and then sign Connor and Laine to like $8 million AAV.
Both
to bridge deals. Oh yeah, both of them.
What would Connor's length be?
They're probably both bridge deals. Probably really? $8 million for 3 years or something like that.
Because I've seen many people saying that Connor should get the seven, 8 years, and Laine get the 3 years.
Yeah. I think though, I mean, considering they're both holding out, they might just go do those bridge deals because they obviously want more money.
Yeah.
And then 3 years from now, they can get a pay raise.
The offer from Patrick Laine, well, not the offer, the want price for Patrick Laine that I heard was 3 years, $10 million average. Not going to happen.
If he wants it, pay the man.
Yeah.
I love Laine so much. No. Give it to him.
No.
If that's what he wants.
Not worth it.
I mean, if they don't have Bufflin, they're going to have the cap space, so they might as well.
That would screw them in the future. They got to get a defense. I don't know.
Next year, they'll have to sign Torey Krug.
Is this team becoming, I don't want to say it, but many comparisons have been made, the Ottawa Senators?
No, they're not that bad.
Think about it.
The Senators have, like, nobody. The Jets still have Wheeler. They still have
Shifley. I'm not saying the Senators now. I'm saying the Senators in 2018 when they were a Stanley Cup favorite, one goal away from going to the Stanley Cup final, and then they thought they were still good, so they added Duchesne. I think this team thinks that they're still good.
No way.
And then they just fell off a cliff.
They're not that bad. The Jets aren't going to make the playoffs this year, but I don't think they're going to be bottom feeders.
Yeah. Central's tough, man.
It is.
If I were Kevin Cheveldayoff, assuming Bufflin, because you can't, I don't know. There's, like, no choice to that. I mean, you can try and convince him to stay. We still don't even really know what's going on with that,
mm-hmm.
the whole Bufflin situation. Do you trade one of Laine or Connor?
No.
One of them?
Neither. You don't trade either of them.
Do you trade Ehlers?
Nope. You definitely don't trade Ehlers.
You have...
I'd rather trade Blake Wheeler than Ehlers.
What was it? I believe they have the most. If they do sign Laine and Connor, they will have the most money in the entire league developed into their wingers,
mm-hmm.
and not their centers. Scheifele's got a great deal, but Wheeler's making $8 million.
Brian Little.
Little
second line center.
Yeah, and he plays wing as well. Ehlers is making $6 million. Laine will say makes at least over $6 million.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Connor. So that's that. I don't know. That's a lot of money. But yeah, this is certainly going to be interesting. The Winnipeg Jets. We'll keep an eye on them. I might have to adjust my bracket.
You have to, because they're not making the playoffs. It's unfortunate, but Hellebuck is a great goalie, but he's not going to be the goalie that's going to just carry the team.
Yeah.
So.
Goalie that will carry the team though, Philip Grubauer. Colorado Avalanche, 2020 Stanley Cup champions.
Nope, it'll be Freddie Anderson. That leads their team in the Stanley Cup.
The regular season will start this week, or next week. Sorry.
Next week.
We'll be at a preseason game.
What's the first game?
It'll be October 3rd versus the Buffalo Sabres.
I mean, like, the first game overall.
For the Penguins?
Overall. The first game in the NHL. Yeah.
It's October 2nd. I don't know who.
I'll look it up real quick.
But, yeah, thank you for tuning in. Be sure to stay updated with Steel City Films on YouTube, Army Century Media, and Pittsburgh Sportscastle on the web. Thank you all for tuning in.
It is the first game is Ottawa and Toronto.
Ottawa and Toronto.
In
great
Toronto.
Matchup.
So that'll be a fun game. And then the banner raising, St. Louis versus Washington.
Yeah. Oh, nice. I like that.
Yep.
Washington.
Next Wednesday.
All right. We'll keep you guys updated next week when the Penguins will start their regular season that week. We'll be the preseason game tomorrow. We'll catch you guys next week. Thank you for tuning in.